Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Tuesday, but it feels like a Monday because we heard from Matt LaFleur for the first time since the Seattle game. Packers playing on Monday night this next week, so everything's pushed back a day. We won't have the Packers back on the practice field until Thursday. Usually, obviously, the first day back is Wednesday. But because of the Monday night game, the Packers will not be back on the practice field until Thursday afternoon. That said, Matt LaFleur did give a number of updates on injuries suffered both in the Seattle game and previously. Just wanted to touch on those real quick because obviously, you know, this defense needs all the help it can get. Certainly seemed to be given a boost by the return of Edgerrin Cooper. And now Quay Walker is out with an ankle injury, and LaFleur did say they'll give him the week, and usually that means he's probably not going to play. I just want to see Quay Walker and Edgerrin Cooper together for a stretch of time. I do think you get Edgerrin the way he's playing alongside Quay Walker, you could be cooking, especially given how Quay has really improved in the second half of this season. But it does feel like there's a decent chance that Quay Walker won't be available for the game on Monday night against the Saints, which probably isn't the world's worst thing. Let him heal up, get ready for that big showdown the following week. But it is unfortunate. You saw McDuffie and Wilson get the majority of the snaps in Quay Walker's place. No doubt about it. I think it'd be fascinating to see if we could get some Tyron Hopper in the mix just a little bit. He had three whole snaps on Sunday night. It just doesn't feel like this rookie is ever going to see the field in any meaningful way, which is fine given I think Wilson has done a good job in Quay Walker's stead when called upon. He certainly seemed to on Sunday night, but we have to watch throughout the week and see how Quay is progressing at practice if he's able to go at all. And there's no guarantee that that's going to occur. Another update that Matt LaFleur gave was on Javon Bullard, the rookie safety. Was given a designation by Matt as being week to week heading into the game in Seattle. Clearly, he didn't go. They had Keyshawn Nixon in the slot. They have to see him at practice this week before really getting a handle on if he's going to be available or not. I do suspect, given what looked like a pretty serious injury there in Detroit, I'll be surprised if he's able and up for this matchup on Monday night against the Saints. Again, let him rest up, get ready for the big divisional showdown the following week. Now, that said, if he's good to go and the medical staff says, okay, give him the green light, yeah, you throw him out there. But like I said, it did look somewhat severe in that Thursday nighter against Detroit. So I wouldn't be surprised if we're out one starting rookie safety heading into Monday night's game. And then it's funny because LaFleur was asked, I believe, by Rob Domofsky about Jordan Love when it came to injuries. And that's something that I didn't really notice live watching the game. And then going back and watching it, because someone, I believe, on Daily yesterday asked about, whoa, Jordan Love, did he re-aggravate something? I still didn't really even notice it on my rewatch, but apparently there was a bit of limping going on from Jordan Love there at the end. There was some worry, I guess, in the fan base about whether Jordan Love had re-aggravated the groin injury. And LaFleur was asked about that today, and no, he said he just took a shot to the leg area, and, you know, obviously it hurt, and he was dealing with that, but LaFleur indicated that there's absolutely no issue, no setback, no nothing in that regard. He'll be a full participant in practice starting Thursday. So breathe easy, Packers fans. If you were worried about Jordan Love, no need to do so. He's right as rain and ready to go. Some other kind of health-related things. What's going to be interesting to see is on Thursday when they get back there on the practice field, if Marshawn Lloyd is able to go. He's a guy who should be ready to come off the non-football injury list. We know he had that appendectomy a couple weeks ago, almost a month ago. Hopefully, he is able to get back up on the practice field and get activated and help this team down the stretch. And the other thing to watch is Luke Musgrave, who opened his 21-day window last Wednesday afternoon at practice. Clearly, obviously, wasn't ready for the Seattle game, but he could be up for Monday night. That's something to watch for when they get back out on the practice field on Thursday. Good to see everybody in the comment section. Hello, how are you all doing? What you all doing? Chatting away. Look at you. Love to see it. Let's give a quick shout out to our good friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com and use code CHTV. Spend $5 on lineups and get $50 instantly. Prize Picks is available in 43 different states, most importantly, including Wisconsin. Get yourself some lineups ready to go on Thursday night, Sunday. Let's do it Monday. Absolutely. Send me your lineups. I'm coming off a pretty rough go last night. Did okay on the Raiders-Falcons game. Absolutely got slaughtered in my hater bowl. The Vikings and Bears not wanting to cooperate. They know I'm a Packers fan, so they put it to me, but good. But send me your lineups. Use the link in the description of this video, CHTV. Spend $5, get $50 instantly. Do it, folks. Speaking of do it, let's do it. Let's get to your questions, starting with Brody. What's going on, man? Jacobs needs a rest. Give another running back some touches. I'm glad you brought this up, Brody. Something I kind of approached with Billy on Care of the G Radio today. It's really down to the player, right? And no doubt every player is going to say, I'm good and I want the ball and whatever. I think they've been pretty responsive to Jacobs when he needs a rest. You've seen it on the broadcast almost every week when he asks for, you know, a play out or whatever. He's been pretty seemingly attentive to, okay, I definitely need a rest now, etc. But I tell you what, for a player who takes as much punishment as he does, he also gives it out. And he seems to get stronger as games go on. And there's no doubt that they struggled in the second half to run the ball against the Seahawks. But that doesn't mean he wasn't running as hard, if not harder, than he was at the beginning of the game. I think he's the type of back who thrives on not just, obviously, production, but getting touches. And if he's good, you should be good. Now, that said, totally understand where you're coming from. I do think they could probably get away with giving Brooks a few more carries in his stead. Similar style of running back, definitely more of a bruiser than Wilson is. And who knows, maybe Marshawn Lloyd gets up and they start to sprinkle in a few touches for him, you know. But right now, man, this offense, it runs through Josh Jacobs, and you don't want to take that off the field too much. We'll see how they approach it on Monday night in a game that hopefully they're able to take control of somewhat early and hope maybe get not just Josh Jacobs, but a few other starters some rest in the second half. We'll see. Ed, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. 10 wins. Now I sit back and watch them put icing on the cake. Hopefully a very large cake. Yep, as McCarthy used to always say, and this was back obviously when there were 16 games, 17, yeah, skews it a bit, but it still somewhat holds true. You don't even need to talk about the playoffs till you get to 10 wins. But now the Packers have, and they can clinch a playoff berth on Monday night with a win against the Saints. It is going to be fascinating to watch the last 3 weeks of the season, given how close things are at the top of the NFC, somewhat in the division, though it would take a minor miracle for the Packers to win the division. There's going to be a lot of teams beating each other up here in the North and in the NFC. And the Packers, the biggest kind of part of this stretch here, is just continue to improve each and every game. Get better, more consistent, keep developing your young guys. And you want to be hitting the ground running when the playoffs arrive, right? So, yeah, the icing on the cake, hopefully, is nice and thick. No question. Oh, Mimsy, what a question. Would you rather bet $1 million on Matt LaFleur's challenge or Narv field goal? Woo, baby. Well, I'll tell you what. If I'm allowed to see the replays, yeah, I'll bet $1 million on Matt LaFleur not getting the challenge. How's that? A Narv field goal. You couldn't pay me $1 million to bet on Narv making a field goal. And what about Carlson with the Jets missing one? Man, so glad we're out of all that. Remember that? Remember when this summer, like every day, it was like taking the temperature of the kicker position? Glad that's behind us. Jeezy baby, what's going on, man? Sent my resume and cover letter to 1265 Lombardi Avenue to be Matt LaFleur's challenge ear whisperer. Can I use you as a reference? Won 5 Super Bowls in a row in Madden 25. Well, I mean, Jeezy, baby. With impeccable credentials like that, how could they say no? I think the last thing you want is me as a reference in this regard. I don't know what else to say about the Matt LaFleur challenge thing. It drove me nuts on Sunday night. It's been driving me nuts all year. I thought, and I said it on the watch party, I thought it was clearly no chance that was going to get overturned. Billy talked about this a little bit today on the radio, and I somewhat agree. Like, in the moment, yes, it's an emotional game, and you want to detach yourself, but you are believing in your guys, believing in the momentum. You want, there's a chance, and especially with the NFL, where God knows, who knows, it's all in the eye of the beholder what we're looking at, and sometimes things go a way you're not expecting, even though there is seemingly some pretty clear video evidence to suggest otherwise. So maybe in those moments you think, oh, this could swing our way. You get caught up in it, right? But I don't want my head coach getting caught up in it. I want my head coach, especially when there's a clear replay that shows the ball going forward, the hand, etc. Man, there's no way you're winning that challenge. So yeah, it's been hard to watch. John Simatovich, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Sunday was a perfect night for Cheesehead TV. I'm so happy. Simatovich, that's really nice of you to say. It was, you know, I keep using the word, but it's the best one I can come up with, is it was surreal. It was a ton of fun, no question, but mostly it was surreal. Em, what's up? Haven't seen you in a while. Hope you're doing well. Hope I see you in a happy hour later. We're scoring 30-plus almost every game, yet I feel like we're far from reaching our ceiling on offense. Thanks for all your content, Nags. Go Pack, go. Thanks, Em. Yeah, that's funny enough. We talked about this yesterday on Daily, and it's something that I believe Tyler made a short out of. It's fascinating to me to watch this team that does seem to stub its toe each and every week on the offensive side of the ball, yet they are still consistently putting up 30 points a game, right? That is, to me, a good thing. It's a sign that there's still growth to be had, right? They haven't come close to playing their most complete slash best football on the offensive side of the ball, and they're still putting up a ton of points. So there's still areas for improvement, still chance for more consistency. Again, hopefully that starts to just coalesce right as they enter the playoffs. That's my hope. JP, what's up, man? Kroll's got a shout out from 12 on McAfee today. Well, of course it did. Of course. It's you know, it's a true legendary institution. And I never saw 12 at Kroll's, but I'm sure he went there all the time. Marshall, what's up, man? I hope I'm wrong, but does Dobbs seem stoic slash borderline unhappy even after a great play? The look on his face is a bit unsettling sometimes. Funnily enough, Marshall, we talked with A.J. Dillon about that today on the radio. I'm not worried about it at all. He seems like a different cat and a different dude, and by all accounts, that's just how he is. There's no question that he's different, and he doesn't really give you what you expect at times, but hey, man, it ain't a cookie-cutter world. People handle things and exhibit things differently, and that's fine. You know, that he's a different cat, and I got no problem with that. Hit Ed, thanks for the super chat. You know who gave out punishment? The Seahawks. My eyes still hurt from having to watch that shade of green. Yeah, Ed, I had to put them in the ugly. Those uniforms are, man, they've always been hard to watch, but they're it's so much worse when you've got to like watch your favorite team and you can't look away. Like, usually I can, yeah, you know, just I'll be able to just turn the channel or not have to worry about it. But man, yeah, they're ugly. They are ugly. Sorry, guys. I have to take care of something really quick. There we go. Family stuff never turns off, apparently. Doug, what's up, man? After the Sunday watch with Donald Driver, I could hear Nags quoting broadcast news. What do you do when your real life exceeds your dreams? Congrats and thanks. Thanks, Doug. Yeah, like I said, surreal and a lot of fun, and hopefully just the start of something. That's the most exciting part. Andrew, what's going on, man? It was great to see Mike Holmgren open the broadcast Sunday night. I get he has to stay neutral, but it was still great to see him again. Absolutely, especially coming on the heels of the news that he's a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I mean, seeing him in that context, right, with both of those teams should remind people what an amazing football coach he was, what an amazing NFL coach he was. You know, yes, winning the Super Bowl, going to two with the Packers, but also getting there with the Seahawks, a game he should have won against the Steelers if the officiating had been good. But yeah, Mike Holmgren, well-deserving, and it's great. Always great to see him. Cheeto, how are you, man? Devondre Campbell opted out mid-game, but more importantly, did you know Toyota-thon has great deals on leases, financing rates, and roadside assistance? Love it. Go Pack Go. Bring on the taints. Cheeto, you're one of my all-time favorites. Thank you for the super chat. Mike Witt, how you doing, man? They need to get 11 into a rhythm going into the playoffs. You left Green Bay just in time. 3 to 5 inches of snow Thursday. Think they re-signed McManus. Mike, I love how you really got all of that. You got so much value for that super chat. A lot going on there. 11 into a rhythm going into the playoffs. Yes, I liked how they did get him a bit more involved on Sunday night. Certainly made a concerted effort to get the ball in his hands any way possible. But I also agree, yes, he's still got to find that rhythm, right? That balance. As far as 3 to 5 inches of snow, I wish I had snow here. All we've got is rain, and I'm sick of it. Mimsy, what's going on, man? The Bears are on schedule for ruining another quarterback. Always on time. Always on time for ruining a quarterback. Always. No question about it. Vex, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Josh Jacobs is elite. Love to watch him and his team. Blessed to be a Packers fan and a Cheesehead TV fan. That's really kind of you to say, man. To even like put those in similar context is kind of incredible to me, man. I appreciate it. Peter, what's going on, man? Cheers, Aaron. What's your analysis of the rookie class so far as we head into the final stretch? The whole class? Well, that's tough. I mean, there's been a lot of injuries, right? I mean, when you're dealing with Morgan being out for so long for a second time, Lloyd obviously being gone. You finally got Edgerrin Cooper back, and he is seriously exciting. You love both rookie safeties, though now Bullard is hurt again. It's been tough, right? They haven't been as available as you would like. I will say, though, given how promising the last two classes have looked right out of the gate, right? I think this class had the potential to be as productive if they had been able to stay healthy. I like the potential for this class long term, but it is just 1 year. We'll see what happens. You never want to judge anything right out of the gate. But I do think, again, a pretty darn promising class. This is an interesting one. Nags, do you think Dan Campbell's desire to thoroughly dominate teams has led to keeping key players in longer than he should, not resting them and ending up with so many injured players? I don't. I mean, I imagine you're alluding to the fact that they've put 50 up on people, right? They're playing football. I don't think that really has much to do with it. I do think the turf in Detroit might have something to do with it, coupled with their play style. But yeah, I don't think the fact that they're playing starters into these games where they're putting up tons of points, I really don't think that has much to do with it. Justin, you are 1,000,000,000% correct. Both Holmgren and Sterling Sharp deserve to be inducted this upcoming year. Unfortunately, deserves got nothing to do with it, as we know from many, many years of watching Packers players languish outside of the Hall of Fame. But yeah, they absolutely should go in this season, this year, this January. Marcus, thanks for checking out the stream on Facebook, man. What is your biggest concern going into the playoffs? Only playing one half of football each game? I mean, no, not really. That doesn't concern me. I do think, you know, you do want to see more consistency. And that's what I keep talking about as far as the team is putting up plenty of points on offense. And if they could ever just find their, you know, hit their stride, so to speak, and find that consistency, they'd also be putting up 50 on people, right? I don't know that there's a serious outlying concern other than the pass rush. And I know they finally came to play on Sunday night and got to Geno and his backup a bunch of times, but that had been the book on the Seahawks coming into the game, right? They've given up so many sacks. They were terrible in pass protection. the Packers did what they were supposed to do. You talk about getting to the playoffs and being able to pressure quarterbacks and beating better offensive lines. To me, that's the very obvious concern, right? I don't think there's any doubt there. What else we got? Logan, how are you, man? Don't forget Andrew Reid was on the Packers coaching staff in the 90s. So when Reid gets tired of the Chiefs, he can always come and be an assistant on Matt LaFleur's staff. I think Reid's got plenty to do. And I think when he finally moves on from the Chiefs, it'll be to retire. Now, I don't think that's happening anytime soon, but I don't see a Green Bay return in his future. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like, hit subscribe, and hit notifications when you subscribe. I was looking kind of under the hood of YouTube today, and so many of you folks don't have notifications on. Turn on your notifications so you know when we're live for Transplants, Watch Party, Daily, all the stuff we go live for, or even just new uploads, new content from the channel. Make sure you hit notify. Come on now. Get your notifications on. In the meantime, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.